It's hard to think that it's over a year since we began to look at the Word of God, the Bible, and began to move through the different parts of the Bible. In that time, we've seen how God made the world, of course, right at the beginning, and how he made everything that was created and made in the world, and then how he began to deal with his people, the people who would come to be called the Israelites or the children of Israel. Now, all that we read about the children of Israel in the Bible, you can call that the history of the children of Israel. History is really the story of the things that happen in the past. And so when you think of how God tells us about what he did for the children of Israel and with the children of Israel, you can think about that as the history of the children of Israel. You remember we had the beginnings of that history in the book of Genesis. And so when you think about the book of Genesis, you think about the beginnings of all things, and you think about the beginnings of the history of the children of Israel. That began with Abraham, of course, and then with those children of Abraham, those who went on to become his children. Then into the book of Exodus, and you remember in Exodus how God brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, where they were held as slaves, and how he brought them across the wilderness and then into the land of Canaan that he had promised to give them. The book of Joshua, you remember then, tells us about the history of the children of Israel as they conquered the land of Canaan. And then last of all, we've been looking at the book of Judges and how the children of Israel settled in the land, how God raised them up, those people, you remember, to deliver them, to free them from all their enemies. So the Bible really, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, Exodus, and the books between Leviticus and Deuteronomy and Numbers, Exodus, Joshua, Judges, all of that has got to do with the history of the children of Israel. And then the next great part of the children of Israel's history starts in the books that we call 1 and 2 Samuel, and then 1 and 2 Kings, and then 1 and 2 Chronicles. So you've got all that history of the children of Israel, and then soon we'll be starting to look at all the history of the children of Israel in the books of Samuel, in the books of Kings, in the books of Chronicles, all the great leaders, all the great prophets, all the kings that God raised up, and the great King David himself, who was the greatest king of all. Now let me tell you something. Between those two great things, between the end of the book of Judges and the beginning of the first book of Samuel, there is one very small book of the Bible, and it is a very small book. But although it's a small book of the Bible, it's a very, very precious book, and it's a book that holds out for us very good lessons. It's called the book of Ruth, and it's called the book of Ruth because it's mostly got to do with a young woman who was called by the name of Ruth. Now Ruth, the Bible tells us, was a daughter-in-law to a woman called Naomi. I don't know if you know what a daughter-in-law is, and it would be hard to explain, but when somebody gets married to somebody else, those parents become the father-in-law or the mother-in-law of those two young people. And then the father of that young girl becomes the father-in-law. The young girl then has a father-in-law. You see how complicated it is? And the young girl has a mother-in-law. So Naomi then was the mother-in-law of Ruth. And that was because Ruth married one of Naomi's sons. Now the Bible tells us that Naomi lived in Bethlehem, but a great famine came in the land of Bethlehem. And so she went into a land called Moab. Moab was a heathen land. They didn't worship the Lord God of Israel, but although it was a heathen land, when Naomi and her husband and their two sons went into the land of Moab, they continued very faithful to God, and they worshiped God even in that heathen land. And then eventually Elimelech, who was the husband of Naomi, he died. And also, very sadly, later on, Naomi's two sons died as well. But by that time, they had come to marry two girls from the land of Moab. One of them was called Orpah, and the other was called Ruth. And so for the rest of the days of her life, Naomi was looked after by her two daughters-in-law in Moab, one called Orpah, the other called Ruth. Now the time came when the famine, of course, was finished in Bethlehem, and Naomi decided that she would go back again, back to her homeland. So she said to her two daughters-in-law, to Orpah and Ruth, I'm going back to Bethlehem again, and you must stay in your own country and among your own people. But they said, no, we don't want to do that. We want to come with you back to Bethlehem once more. And so they started out on the journey. When they got halfway in the journey, Naomi turned to them and said, look, you must go back. I don't want you to come into the land, into Bethlehem with me. But they persisted. Eventually, however, Orpah went back, but Ruth wouldn't go back. Ruth wanted to go to Bethlehem with Naomi. And here's what she said, boys and girls, the gist of what she said, the meaning of what she said. She said to Naomi, don't force me to leave you. Let me come with you. And she said, your people will become my people, and your God will become my God. And what she was really saying was this. She was saying, I want to be a true Israelite. I want to be a true person of God. I want to worship the Lord, your God, as my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. Your people, the children of Israel, shall be my people. Your God, the God of all Israel, shall be my God. When Naomi heard that, boys and girls, of course she wouldn't turn Ruth back, and Ruth went with her back in to Bethlehem once more. Then the Bible tells us of how Ruth cared for Naomi all her days, tells us how she went out and she worked in the fields, and one day when she was working in the fields, a very rich man called Boaz saw her working there. And he looked at her and he was very kind to her, and then eventually the Bible tells us Boaz asked Ruth if she would marry him. And so Ruth was married to Boaz, and then they had a son. His name was Obed, and then when Obed grew up, he had a son as well. His name was Jesse, and then when he grew up, he had a son as well, and his name was David. Who do you think David was but the great king of Israel? And of course, out of David's family, after many, many hundreds of years, who was born out of David's family? Remember the hymn says, to you in David's town this day is born of David's line, of David's family, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. And so you see, it's a wonderful thing to think about, that this young woman, away in that heathen land, when she came to be a true child of God and worship God, and then when she had a son, and that son had a son, and on, out of that family, our Lord Jesus Christ was to be born. And all because that young girl turned to her mother-in-law and said, don't force me to leave you. Don't force me to go back. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Let me tell you this, boys and girls. I'm sure I'm right in saying this, that all your parents, your mothers and fathers, if they're Christians, the greatest desire of all that they have in their heart, got many desires in their heart for you. They want you to do well at school, want you to get a good job when you grow up, want you to be happy, want you to do many, many, many things. But the great thing that they want to hear you saying is this to your father or mother, your people, those who believe in Jesus Christ, are my people. And your God, Jesus Christ the Savior, is my God. That's the greatest thing, boys and girls, that your father or your mother could ever hear you say. Do as well as good at everything that you can possibly do, but above all things is to be a Christian believing in Jesus Christ the Lord. So you think of Ruth, think of that wee book, it's just a wee book, squeezed in between those two great big times that tells us about the children of Israel, all those hundreds and hundreds of years of their history, and then all the hundreds and hundreds of years of their history that is still to come, and squeezed in between that, a wee book, just four chapters in the Bible of that book of Ruth. You think of that, but above all things, think of what Ruth said to Naomi, and what that really meant.